on today's Church TechCast question and answer show, Planning Center, streaming, and videos in ProPresenter. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host. And this is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions. I don't know the answers to every possible question, but if I know the answer, I'm happy to share that information. And if I don't, then I'll find someone that does. I know a bunch of people in all the different disciplines of church tech. So feel free to ask them by going to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, dropping me a line on Twitter. Paul Allen Cliff is my name, PaulAllenClif, or you can write me an email, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. Even if you're a telephone person, I've got you covered with 1-877-763-3246. That's 1-877-POD-ECHO. So I've got some great questions today, and let's dive right into them. Nicole Brown, who's a Facebook friend of mine, asks, do you know anything about Planning Center? I need to know how you do complete schedules and check-in. Yep, no problem, Nicole. So Planning Center isn't one of the areas that I'm an expert in quite yet. I haven't needed to use it since I don't handle the orders. We've got producers for that, and I don't have the scheduling. I handle the scheduling. Someone else does that as well. But I do check in on it and agree with the schedule, things like that. So with that said, the first thing you want to do is make sure that your account is set to either administrator or editor. Because if you're just a user, I think they call them service participants or something like that, then there's no way that you can create a schedule. There's no way to create a plan, etc. So that's very important. Now I have a video link that I found from another church. Anytime you have a question of what to do, you can head over to YouTube and check it out. For example, I've got like 200 videos there myself. Now, not all of them are church tech related, but I've tried to hide all the ones that aren't, because I started this using just my regular account. But anyway, so here's a good way to do this. On Google, type in site, S-I-T-E, colon, youtube.com, space, and then what you're looking for. And that'll search just YouTube for whatever you're looking for. So that's what I did, and I did site:youtube.com/, Planning Center Online, unquote, schedules. Did a search for that, came up with this video right away. So that's what I would, I'll give you a link. I actually sent you that link already, but those of you that are watching the video, either on YouTube or on trinitydigitalmedia.com, you should see the link down below. Next, Kevin Moore on the Church Sound Media Text group on Facebook asks, hey guys, I'm wanting to stream an event using my MacBook Pro with a webcam and get the audio from a board mix. What webcam would you suggest I use? It can be USB since my laptop will be near the webcam. Thanks for suggestions. Okay, Logitech makes some great webcams. I'm a little concerned, though, about the field of view because they're all designed to be really wide. So, for example, the webcam that I'm using is about 2 feet from my head. So it's not far at all, and you see what you see. So now imagine that it's 30 feet away, and the pastor or whoever is going to be itty-bitty teeny-tiny. So that's my concern. if you can get the laptop, because you can't extend USB forever, so if you can get the laptop closer, the Logitech webcams, I think the C920, if memory serves, is a really good option in the, I think it's like $68, $69, something like that. And it's got a 1/4-20 thread on the bottom, so you can throw that bad boy up on a tripod. So if you could get to like the second row with that, throw it on a tripod, and get a good shot, I think that would be fine. I just wouldn't want to do it from the sound booth. Typically those are at least 30 or 40 feet back, maybe more. And that's in a small church. You know, in a huge church, it's just not even imaginable. And since webcams don't have a zoom, that's what you're dealing with. I suppose if they someday have a 4K webcam and you're streaming at 1080p, you could do a digital zoom, something like that. But it's not the case that you could do that today without going really low quality. I suppose you could do a 1080p zoom and then do like a 640 by 360 image, which is standard def, but since it's widescreen, like this image, for example, is 640 by 360. A lot of people will assume that it's high def, even though it's not. So that might be a way to do that as well. Okay, Anthony Austin on the Church Sound Media Text group on Facebook, again, same group, asks, can you make a playlist of videos on ProPresenter 5 that is a set? A set-it-and-forget-it style, where it will just loop the whole playlist? Yep, you absolutely can. So what you do, I want to thank the guy that linked to my video on a similar subject, but let me show you how I would do it. Well, not show you, I'll just tell you. So first off, you need to import all the videos as foreground videos. That's super important. Next, create a new song in the order and drag all those videos into the order. Actually, before you do that, you want to set each video to stop. There are three behaviors that a video can do. It can stop, loop, or palindrome. Loop means it starts all over again. Stop means it just stops. Palindrome means it plays forward, then it plays backwards. Then it plays forward, then it plays backwards, which might be good for background loops, but not so much for foreground videos, generally speaking. So, what I want you to do is make sure you set it to stop. All the videos, let's say there's six videos, make sure they're all set to stop and they're all foreground videos. Now, in that song that you created that's just a blank, empty template, drag all those foreground videos into it and delete the blank slide. Now click on the first one and then shift and click on the last one, then right click or control click on one of those videos and you will have a choice for the go to next timer. Set the go to next timer to zero. There was someone that said that you can't set it less than one. I've done it a bunch of times, so I'm very confident it can be set to zero. What that does is when the video ends, it immediately goes to the next video. There's no delay between those. If you set it to five after the video ended, it would wait 5 seconds before it went on. Understand? So you've got how many seconds after the video ends? I would choose zero. Then on the very last video, first click somewhere else to unhighlight all these videos after you've got the go to next timer set to zero on all of them. Then right click on the last one and set it to loops to first slide. So what you should see is all six of your videos, if there's six or eight or two or whatever it is, you should see all the videos. They should all have a little icon on them for the go to next timer, which is set to zero. And So then when you start playing one, it should play when it ends, and that's both audio and video. When the both audio and video in the video ends, it should go to the next video, and so on and so on and so on. When you get to the last one in the playlist, when it ends, it will loop back to the first video. If you want to have a video that plays just once at the beginning, you can always add an additional video at the beginning or at the end. If you add it at the beginning, make sure that you again set the go to next timer to zero and disable the video, but click on it and then it'll play the first time. You can put it on the end after the last video that has the loops to first slide video thing, and you can leave that enabled, there we go, that's the right word. Although if you wanted to disable it, it's 6 1/2 dozen of the other. But if it's the last video, make sure, again, the go to next timer is set on zero and the loops to first slide icon is set. So basically you've got a video that is outside of the loop. You click on that and then after it's done, it rejoins the loop. But when it gets back down to the next to last video now, which has the loops to first slide, that just loops back to the first slide, ignoring the very last video. So either way would add a single video that you could play once or whenever you click on it in the order. So hope that helps you. You could also, by the way, put a video at the end of the playlist that has the go to next timer set to zero, but has it doesn't have the loops to first slide thing set, and that should cause the very next item in the playlist to trigger when it's done. So if you need, as soon as this video ends, we're going to go into a worship song, you can do that as well. Okay, hope that helps you. And I hope that helps all of you in what you're doing as you're in your church, changing lives and eternities. If you like this show, please share it. Thumbs up, subscribe, comment, all that great stuff is very helpful. Helps us get noticed here. And when I say us, I mean you and me, because we're making this together. You ask the questions, I provide the answers. It's a two-way thing. So make sure that you do that. And if you haven't subscribed yet, I really don't know why, because it's free. And as those of us here who do church tech know, if it's free, it's for me. So there is a free subscription either on YouTube or at trinitydigitalmedia.com/subscribe, where you can get the video podcast, or you can also get the audio podcast so that you can listen to this in your car as you're exercising, as you're rewiring your tech booth at church. Any of those are possibilities. So, until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.